Our goal is to make everyone a cosmonaut, and we announced this DeFi product called Defract, which is basically a basket and index of Cosmos projects with yield revenues. And it's really this diffraction of light and putting light onto Cosmos.
I'm here at Cosmoverse in Medellin. It is day three. It is coming to the end of the conference. The weather has turned on us, unfortunately, but there's still a lot of energy here at the conference, a lot of stuff going on, and I'm really excited to have met up with Saradian Ek of Loom Network.
Hi, Seb.
Thanks for doing this. Great to see some fellow French people here at Cosmoverse. And there's more and more. I feel like every Cosmos event I go to, I see more French people. Like I see the French community like kind of coming together and growing. So what's your experience been so far?
I mean, at the first conference in Lisbon where we actually met, there were less French people than now, but the overall ecosystem was smaller than now. It's huge to see. It's great to see how the ecosystem has evolved.
Yeah.
And now we are in Medellin, and the conference is awesome. The energy is great. Even if the weather is not perfect, but people have a sunny mindset.
So. Yeah, that's great. So you just gave a talk, and you announced some new things that you guys are working on. But before we talk about that, I mean, I want to maybe, for our listeners who are not familiar with Loom Network, just describe what you're working on. And so just for context, I'm an investor in Loom Network. But the reason why I invested in Loom, well, one of the reasons was I think that what you guys are building is as close to like a real world application that we've seen in the ecosystem. And my background is in e-commerce. And so it just made so much sense to use a blockchain to incentivize user generated content. At least that's how I explain it. You can explain how, you know, you're used to it.
Yeah, no, that's a great explanation. And you're right. This is also what is driving us to drive mass adoption to Cosmos ecosystem, to crypto and blockchain in general. And yes, we have built with a group called Skippers a decentralized review system to give transparencies to reviews, but also to a reward system that is transparent. Because you know, the problem is that people, when they put content online, what we have seen is that the content is decreasing, the quality of the content is decreasing, the conversion is decreasing, and they wanted to incentivize people to produce content. But if they have a reward system, it's considered as paid reviews.
Yeah.
And then they lose the trust, so it's done anymore.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity because it's a big group. They send every year hundreds of millions of emails to collect reviews for brands. So it's a huge opportunity to scale. It's also a great experience to work with those kind of groups because it has complexity, and especially in those timing with the beer market and so on, all the food FUD associated. But it's great for us to pursue this mission, and now the use case is in production. So Loom is the layer one. The use case, the product, is called Skipper Rewards. We help skippers to build it, and now every day users that don't know anything about crypto start to receive receiving crypto rewards for the content they produce.
So one of the challenges here, I think, and you know, it exists through a lot of verticals, is when you have incentives, you're also creating incentives for people to create spam and to create, like, you know, just basically try to game the system. How are you guys tackling that, and like, what's the, you know, how big is this challenge for you internally?
It's a big challenge. Basically, what we are doing now is a 101 version, and it's the first thing that brands don't like is really short reviews, like great or bad, but what is bad, what is great, it doesn't help, it doesn't give any insight, and it doesn't help any other consumer to make the best purchase decision. So either the rating, even if it's 1 star or 5 star, when the quality increases, the level of reward increases. And this is totally transparent, can be checked on Loom Explorer. So this makes the system really interesting and trustable. And the goal is to improve the detection of the quality. Mm. So we have a lot of things to build on that. Reputation system, analysis, textual analysis, and so on. And yeah, it's really wide. So, but we are glad to start already with counting the number of characters, seeing if there is a media attached, picture or video, and so on. Mm. And then we can more and more scale, decentralize all of these processes.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you can only go so far with these kind of quantifiable metrics, you know, like how many characters, or this is a conversation that, and it kind of ties in a little bit to what you guys are building. And I think you probably have similar challenges. So there's a project in the Ethereum ecosystem called Git PoApp. I don't know if you're familiar with it. So PoApp is, an attestation service that allows you to prove that you were somewhere, that you met someone through an NFT, and then there's an interview with Patricio of PoApp, which I'll link to here. And I also talked to this guy, Colfax, who's building Git PoApp. Also, there's an interview with Colfax, which I'll link to here. But basically what they're saying is, hey, we're gonna issue a PoApp for anyone who contributes to open source software. And the whole problem with this sort of attestation service is, like, how do you measure the quality of, like, code? And I think with this, it's even more complex, because, like, how are you gonna measure the quality of a contribution or the impact of a code contribution to, like, an open source repo? And so, you know, they're also implementing things like, is it a comment, or is it, like, actual code, or is it just, like, a bug fix, or is it just, like, a typo fix? But at the end of the day, like, you might make a one-line contribution to a repo, and it might be, like, extremely valuable, but meanwhile, someone might, like, refactor a whole piece of code that doesn't really have a whole lot of value. You know, for reviews, it's similar. Like, the value that's perceived, it's hard to measure until you've actually had someone who's read that review and felt that review was valuable, right? Yeah. Like, the value is, it's really in the people who are consuming the thing. Like, and so, yeah, how are you thinking about what are ways that we can build better curation mechanisms or quality control mechanisms, or, like, how do we measure the value of things in a decentralized ecosystem where we are trying to build things without sort of, like, central points of failure, or, like, AIs might, you know, that might be, like, reading the stuff, and
that's a really good question, and for me it's all about community, as you said, because there are other consumers that have the same opinion as you, that can evaluate the content you produce and so on. And this is interesting because in terms of tech, Loop Network is a layer one. So it's a blockchain, it's a database, and the value of the database will grow with the content that people are producing. And the opportunity we have to work with a real life business is that the first user that will put content into this blockchain are verified users, because they only work with people that already have made a purchase, and then they receive an email. Or today it's how it works.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity to start with this database of users that will step by step understand the value of this community, and then we can really gamify also the way to contributing to the expansion of this blockchain. On our goal today, we are giving to them Loom rewards. So it's a great way to align them. So they are putting content, they can then review content, then can then evaluate the content and so on. And at some point, it's Loom means light. So they are spreading light onto content. But one of our end goal is not only to expose them to Loom, but to the entire Cosmos ecosystem. Because what we believe is mass adoption is the key element to make any innovation survive and be developed. And yeah, as cosmonauts, it's what is driving us. Currently.
Yeah, that's great. How many people are using Loom? Like, what are the brands? How many brands do you have onboarded? And yeah, like, what's the adoption?
So we just started a few months ago to put the Skipper's Rewards app in production.
Yeah.
So it's a wallet that allows people to start collecting their rewards.
Yeah.
And for now, they are doing it in a subset of people and merchants. Mm-hmm. So we have every day thousands of new users that are joining. It's really small in comparison to the whole amount they could scale. Mm. But as I said, working with real life business, comes with a lot of human and also technical complexities. They don't have the same roadmap than us. So I cannot wait to have this big scale coming.
Yeah.
And it's the job we'll do in the next months.
Okay. And how do you deal with things like wallets? I think that's one of the biggest kind of pain point for consumer adoption.
Yeah.
I don't like this kind of like mass adoption, or even consumer adoption. It's just like growth,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's not like there's a day where like, all right, consumer adoption hammer, like mass adoption is like, it's here. No, like it's like a slow, steady thing. And then you one day wake up and it's like, hey, billions of people are using this. But yeah, how do you deal with the complexity of the wallet? Are you using, things like threshold signature stuff to like help people secure their wallet, or are they just like having 12-word seed phrases?
Yeah, so just first, regarding mass adoption, actually, there is a theory behind it.
Yeah.
Between early adopters and the early majority, before even the mass adoption, there is really a breaking point.
Yeah.
That means that this is something that is hard to cross.
This is the Gartner curve thing, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's a theory from Everett Rogers, who was an American communication sociologist, and he's the one who coined the term early adopters.
Okay.
And this is an actual challenge, because this breaking point, either you cross it and then there is a mainstream user adoption, either technology and innovation eventually dies at some point because it's a competitive environment, or evolve in another way also. Regarding the wallet, that's a really good question. We are trying to make the process as smooth as possible for the users.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, our goal is to process into a custodial management that is ended by Skippers.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we are working on a way to have it the more decentralized as possible, but easy for the user. And
yeah.
This is all the complexity for every project, is how to have this mix between independency and transparency and decentralization, but without the complexity. So this is actually the measure of quality is one of the challenges we have, but not a really short term. The short term challenge we have is this.
Yeah.
So that's the main question actually.
I mean, it is a hard problem. I feel like there's teams that are cracking that problem. So like one of the teams that I think is really doing a good job here is Zengo. I've onboarded so many people using Zengo, but they don't support Cosmos yet. Zengo, please implement Cosmos in your wallet. So let's talk about Diffract, this thing you announced today.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Diffract and
yeah? So
why
Diffract,
is it cool?
We just announced it today. So just for the sense of the words.
Alpha.
Yeah, it's the beta version. Loom means light, and we are giving Loom to a lot of mainstream users. But our goal is to make them benefit from a lot of crypto and blockchain opportunities, because we believe in financial inclusion, and we believe that Cosmos is a great ecosystem. With the multi-chain paradigm, there is a complexity in it, but our goal is to make everyone a cosmonaut. And we announced this DeFi product called Diffract, which is basically a basket and index of Cosmos projects with yield revenues. So in this beta version, it works really simply. User can mint DFR, so no DFR is created at first, but user mint DFR in exchange of USDC. And then the protocol buys the underlying assets. They stake them, and then the staking rewards are compounded to increase the value of the protocol on liquidity.
Mm.
So it's a way, actually it's an easy way for users. It's like buying crypto, holding them, staking them, compounding the reward in a really simple way. So right now it's a beta version.
Okay.
We wanted to push it now because it's for us an experimentation, also to work with other protocols, with Cosmos contributors, with validators, to set the basic rules of this project. We had so many positive feedback of people telling us, yes, this is really needed and so on. And even for us, at some point, it could be a great reward to give to users directly. So we shaped that at the beginning for mainstream user, but what we are realizing is that even people in Cosmos or in other crypto ecosystem could be interested in this product.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now it's in beta, but then our goal is really to use all the evolution of like interchain accounts that are currently being deployed and so on that we will contribute in to have a product that is a community-centric product. Mm. It's really important to mention that we don't have any team allocation. We don't have any DFR. The protocol will not have any discount, any pre-sale. We are building it with the Interchain Foundation Builders Programs.
Okay, cool.
And we basically want to develop something to make the Cosmos community shine and being developed, because we are all acting as a unit here. And if Atom, Osmo, etc. gain more exposition and so on, everyone benefits from it. So it's a way for us to make people discover Cosmos. We also created a lot of content, educational content, like a Notion website.
I saw that. Yeah, it's great.
ABC of Cosmonauts. Super,
you know, I also have something similar. I've got like a Notion doc that I send to like investors or people who are interested in Cosmos, and yours is really, really
and
nice. Yeah.
This is super fun because we didn't decide to do it basically. Some people on our team just say, yeah, we started to do that because they like explaining what is Cosmos to other people.
Yeah.
So it came just naturally. So this is what we like. And
we'll do another one of these in French so we can also put it on there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we will see how it will go. We have the opportunity to shape a really good product. Maybe it's something that won't speak to the community, but so far it has been well accepted.
So the challenge I see here is, this adoption challenge. So, I saw it, I thought, okay, this is cool. I could definitely see myself even like buying some of these index tokens. There's like an NFT also that you're releasing with this for like early users.
Yeah.
The risk that I see is that it just becomes like another kind of DeFi assets for degens, and how do you plan to kind of market this to non, like, what's your strategy here?
Yeah.
And then the other, I guess, question that falls into that is, what's the regulatory framework here? Because you don't want it to be a security or
of course.
I don't know what the risk is, but yeah.
So first, the way I see it is that we are doing it to give the motivation to people to join Cosmos ecosystem.
Okay.
That's why also we are gamifying with this collection of wearable helmet, cosmonaut helmet NFTs, to make it fun, to give a feeling of people to be part of a community. And so that's something that we want to do, something that is fun. So that's the first point. The second point is about the degen and so on. We really are working to design some rules to make the protocol as crystal clear as possible. And the goal is that it can bring also fresh money to the ecosystem, like from other ecosystems. I don't know, Solana, Ethereum, and people that don't know anything about Cosmos, they want to get an exposition. They can have one easily. At some point, a traditional or crypto investor can also be interested to having an asset that is diversified, so with less risk, but easy to manage. So this is something we will push. In terms of jurisdiction, the V1 aims to be fully decentralized. So now it's an experimentation. We are we are building it with the community.
Mm.
And the full decentralization would give, in regard to the regulations such as MiCA and so on, it will be totally compliant to the regulation. Right now, as you may know, the Loom protocol is based under a Swiss regulation.
Okay.
We are a non-profit organization based in Zug. We decided to it's not an easy framework, but we decided to go through this framework because it's a really good framework for protocols. This is why Cosmos Foundation is there.
So many
Ethereum
other protocols.
Foundation. Yeah. Because they manage to reply rules, online rules, offline, and it's really strict. So, for example, I don't have any shares of the foundation. It's really regulated. We have to do a lot of reporting, so it's really protective for the ecosystem.
Mm.
But the product at some point could evolve in a new dimension to onboard more mainstream users, to at some point maybe some guy can use his credit card. It's not that yet. But at some point, I want to be involved in Cosmos. He can just buy with his credit card. There are so many things we can do also with IBC to use the developments of the Cosmos ecosystem. And it will be step by step. So just now we announced it. It's really a community project. And the goal is to get a lot of feedback and contribute also to the development of the new ABC feature, the development of interchain accounts, and so on. And for us, it's also a technical challenge. Mm. I mean, we always have been driven by technical problem and how to find solution of it. And yeah, it's an evolution, and we look forward to launch DeFrac V1, which will be the actual first version of this protocol on liquidity. Mm. And yeah, the roadmap is that to have it launch in 3 to 4 months. So we say 3 to 4 months to be reasonable, and I hope it will be even before that.
Okay. Well, I think there's already a website where people can go
yes.
and like read about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
What's the website?
It's called defract.fi.
Okay. So defract, D-F-R-A-C-T.
Yeah. Like
dot F-I.
Defraction. So D, but then directly F-R-A-C-T.
Okay.
So cool. Yeah, and it's really this diffraction of light and putting light onto Cosmos.
Nice. Mm. Okay. Well, this is exciting. Looking forward to seeing that come out. And yeah, also like very excited about Loom generally. I think it's like a cool product, addresses like a real use case, something that a lot of people understand, and also very anxious to see more merchants adopted and seeing it in more like e-commerce platforms. And I think there's also lots of other places where not just e-commerce, but like, hey, I've got like, I rent my places in Airbnb. Why wouldn't the people who rent my places in Airbnb be able to, you know, when they leave a great review, get some sort of, you know, remuneration for that? So the applications are really endless.
But even for some Cosmos projects, so when we first announced this project in Lisbon, people were really excited, and we have talked with other protocol founders, such as, for example, RL from Passage, and he told us he's doing a marketplace of Web3 game, NFTs, and so on, and told us, I don't want us to build our own reward and incentive system, so how can we use Loom and build a reputation system also for people in Cosmos? And you see there is a link between Loom and Defract, because what we believe is that people will put content on online product, this is what we are doing right now, but can also put content on other Web3 projects and so on. And the whole influencing world and the way we are producing content is not all the time working well. There are people that are producing really good content and should be incentivized. In Cosmos, we are lucky because I feel that people, not as much as bullshit as you have in some other ecosystem, because we have a lot of builders. And maybe this is a way to keep the philosophy of this ecosystem, keep developing. And this is why we want to contribute to that also.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, thank you so much,
thank
Seba.
Thank you. This is great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.